Blog Talk Radio.
Good enough.
Namaste and welcome to us, your, I guess your show, Spiritual Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Psychic Medium Michael. I think my head and my mouth were something not working together right there. That's okay. That's okay. So we got it all straightened out. I hope that you're having a good new year, and this is our first show of the new year. I'm excited about what Spirit's going to be doing on the program and how Spirit's going to use this program to enhance your life. And you know, that's what this show's all about. It's about helping you grow spiritually in every area of your life. But our main focus is your spirituality, and so that's what we try to focus on here. For the show, I pulled from my Healing with the Angel deck, I pulled a new love card, and I really feel like that what that is saying to me and what I think it's saying for the program today is to have that new love for ourselves. You know, earlier today I was meditating and just thinking about me and what I want in my life in 2014, and a lot of you know that I want a relationship this year to come into my life, but I want that new love for myself, and I want that new love for spiritual things in my life, and just that freshness, and that's what I think that card is saying to us today. Let's go ahead and give you the call-in number. If you would like to be a part of the program, you can do that by calling us at 347-327-9316. And I'm excited today. I actually have a helper that will be helping me today with some readings, and be Connie, and we'll be getting on. We'll be getting her on air here in a little bit. So to take your calls along with me, and it's 347-327-9316. So we'll get to know her a little bit also as we go on here. We're just going to slow down here for a minute and let Spirit move in here. And just, you know, I think a lot of times we just get in a big hurry. I know that I do sometimes with the program. And so I just want to slow down a little bit and just focus and let Spirit bless us today. Let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then we'll be taking your calls next. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you do for us, seen and unseen. And Father, Mother, God, I just ask that you would just help me totally move out of the way today and become that vessel that you always use on this program and that you speak through. And right now I pray for Connie as she's going to help me today. I just pray that you would just help any fears that she might have. Just let those go out of the way right now. And Father, Mother, God, that you just would begin to move into her life. And Lord, I mean, I just pray that you would just speak through her today and just let her be what you would want her to be as she grows in her own spiritual journey. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for that. And Father, Mother, God, I just pray right now that you would just be with her listeners today and that you would just move in their lives and just meet their needs physically, spiritually, emotionally. And Father, Mother, God, I pray for my dad right now. He's not feeling very well, and I just pray that you would just be with him and my mom today and just move into their lives. And all those that might not be feeling 100% today, Father, Mother, God, I just pray that you would just help them. And right now, just surround this program with the white light of the Holy Spirit, and we say namaste, and we say amen. Let's go ahead and say hi to Connie here and get her on air with me. Hi, Connie.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
Good. Oh, no problem. I think my brain and my mouth are having some problems working together today. I was like just getting my... So, you know, hey, I think I got a little bit of nerves going on or something today, so I don't know what's going on. So, and we're in brand new energies. We're moving into a brand new year and stuff like that. You got any thing that you really want Spirit to bless you in this year? Any certain area or just all together or anything you really want?
In all areas of my life, am making a very conscious effort this year to remove the word try from my vocabulary.
Mm.
Because
right.
With the help of God and the angels, you're able to do anything and everything. So I am removing
right.
the word try from my vocabulary.
Right. Well, that's good. Yeah. Yeah, and you're doing today. You're on with me today, so that's a good thing.
Yes.
So,
you know.
Yeah. Now on a scale of 1 to 10, how nervous are you? Are you?
I just got finished meditating maybe half an hour ago. Sure. So I'm not really nervous, but anxious. Yeah, I'm just anxious.
Yeah.
And
not a bad anxious. No, well, and it's a new thing for you. You know, I think a lot of times when we have new experiences, you know, of course we're going to have those little edgy feel. You know, it's just that,
yeah.
Okay, I'm not certain, you know, and you don't know me that well. I don't know you that well. And so it's getting to know each other and, you know, learning how to work together and stuff like that. And for a lot of people that might not know what we're talking about, you haven't read professionally, have you, before? I mean,
no, not at all.
So today you're trying your wings, and so that's a good thing. So we're gonna soar together today, and so just the only thing I'll tell you is just relax. I'm not gonna bite your head off, and things are gonna work out. So it's just down to earth show, and you know, so just kick off your shoes, make yourself at home, and we'll just follow spirit leading. I mean, this is what the show's all about. And I think, you know, Connie, the one thing that I think that spirit wants all of us to do as we go on to 2014 is just to learn how to trust. You know, trusting
right.
our own gifts, trusting our own abilities. And, you know, and that's hard. You know, when you're first stepping out on your spiritual path, it's hard just to trust that, you know. It's like, okay, where am I getting my information from? You know, who's
yeah.
talking?
Oh my gosh! Yeah,
you know, yeah, yeah. You know who? You know, because when I first started, you know, it was like, okay, who's talking? You know,
right.
Who is this person that's talking to me? You know, and I think tomorrow I'm going to talk a little bit about, you know, how to. You know, maybe tomorrow or maybe today, you know, how to, you know, form a relationship with our spirit guides, how to get to know our spirit guides. Because, you know, a lot of my information comes from my spirit guide, and you and I talked on a personal level, you know, about relationship with our spirit guides, you know, how do we start that? You know, how do we trust
right.
that? You know, and with any relationship, you know, you've had physical relationships, I've had physical relationships. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's a journey. You know, it doesn't,
yeah.
you know, when you meet somebody for the first time, you know, you don't know if it's going to work out. You don't know anything about that person, but it's a journey. And it's the same way with spirituality. It's
okay.
a journey, you know, and that's what we have to realize and work with. Would you agree with that?
I do. And one of the other things that I am working on is...
Uh-huh.
getting out of my own way. And
yeah.
that,
yeah.
I think that's where that trust comes in because, as you said, you don't know who's speaking to you. And this is a journey. It's a
right.
dance. Do I trust
right.
this?
Yeah.
Is this reliable information? Is this my ego? And I think
that's right.
me being a Libra, I'm in my head a lot. And you talked
yeah.
to me about that before. Just over-analyzing,
right.
overthinking, and being just in my head all the time. It's hard to turn that stuff off sometimes. And
right.
try as you might, ego still creeps in, like, okay, you know what, you don't know
right.
what you're doing, though. You know, that
yeah.
little whisper, you don't know what you're doing. Oh, man,
yeah.
you know, people are going to ask you for advice and, you know, what are you going to say? You know, it's that little
right.
voice that you need to just say, you know, be quiet, I have this. Because if it's coming from spirit, how can it be wrong?
Right, Yeah. And you know, and for me, you know, one thing that you know, this is bringing back a lot of memories of when I first started, and you know, I was afraid. You know, it was like okay, you know, stepping out, you know, because I grew up very religious, you know, and I'm a Libra as well, and you know, we're in our heads a little bit, but you know, I grew up very religious. And you know, so it was hard for me to get past some of those belief systems, you know, of saying, okay, this is wrong. You know, a lot of people out there would say, you know, you're getting your information from something evil or something like that. And I think, how can it be evil if we're helping people? You know, we're trying to empower people. You know, we're not trying to get them to follow us. We're trying to get them to follow their own path and their own journey. You know, I'm not trying to create, you know, little Michaels out there to follow me like little robots. You know, I'm out there to, you know, trying to create, you know, spiritual beings and everybody. And that's different for everybody else, because it's like today, you know, I pick up different than probably you do. But there's nothing wrong with that. You know, that's what makes us who we are and unique. And, you know, I've had a lot of guests on this program in the past, and the reason why I do that is because everybody is different. You know, that's one. But we have to, the one thing I think that for 2014, I think that really Spirit's talking to me about, Connie, is, you know, that we really have to embrace who we are and really, you know, start trusting our abilities. You know, we have them for a reason. You know, you have abilities inside of you, but you can choose not to use them, you know, and they'll just lay there, you know. But, you know, I appreciate you, you know, today, you know, coming on with me and taking that step out and saying, hey, you know what, I'm going to try it, see how it goes, you know. So let's go ahead before all these people get upset with me and you, let's go ahead and get some people on here with me, and let's go ahead and say hi to 252, you're on air with me. Could you please say your name out loud?
Hi, my name is Athena.
Hi, how can we help you today?
Okay, well, I kind of nixed my trip to Africa because of undue or unnecessary stress, and I was wondering, do you still see me going to Africa, even though I kind of, you know, went off the beaten path to saving money?
Yeah, well, I would be careful where you're traveling in Africa right now. There is some, I made a prediction that there's going to be some civil unrest in that country. So, you know, just be careful where you're traveling.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a continent. So I'm not going to South Africa, though, because that's when Mandela, and he held the peace. So, you know, once somebody as great a spirit as he died, you know what's going to happen.
Right.
Everything is going to break. You know, he was the one who held the balance. So now you know it's about to be on. So I totally agree with that. Yeah.
Right. Okay, but yeah, but I definitely feel like that you will be going there. You know, I do feel like that there was a delay for a purpose, but I really do feel like that you'll be going there. I would feel more on this more in February, March, where you'll be going there. But let's go ahead. Does that make sense to you?
Really? You still think I'll make it by March? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, because that was my predicted date, but I haven't saved a penny. Okay, well, I mean, anything can happen, right?
Because anything can happen. Because I keep seeing it. I keep seeing late February or early March. Let's check in with Connie here and see if she's picking up anything else that she might want to share with you or anything like that. Connie, got anything to add? Or?
I'm picking up something a little different. I'm picking up that it's
going
to be later on in the year, that it was delayed for a reason.
Okay.
But I'm just getting that it's going to be later in the year.
Okay. Well, that even makes more sense because I don't have nothing saved up. Okay, but either way, it'd be great. Yeah, but you're both wonderful, and that was great. All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Appreciate it. Appreciate you calling in. All right, bye-bye.
No problem.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, Connie, I might have been seeing, you know, when she was planning on going, which was March, and she didn't have anything saved up. And so did you get a feeling, like, how late in, you know, do you get, like, fall, winter, or do you get anything like that?
I was getting late summer. I was getting actually August.
Okay.
But it would August. Be later in the year.
Okay. And that might be, you know, that might be a good thing. Yeah, because I wasn't really sure on that, but, you know, like I said, I could have been picking up when the original date, which she was saying that, you know, she was thinking about March. And so there is a reason for delays, and that's one thing we have to trust Spirit with. Let's go ahead and talk to 478. Could you please say your name out loud for us, please?
Patricia.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Patricia. How can we? Hi.
Patricia?
Hi. How can we help?
I want to know what's coming up for my love life this year.
Okay. All right. I'm going to actually let Connie go first and see if she's picking up what she's picking up, and then I'll talk to you once she's done with you. Okay.
Okay.
Connie, go ahead.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi.
I am actually feeling that you're going to have at least two suitors in 2014. I'm also picking up, do you have a strong personality?
I do.
Like being in control, and it's not so much your way or the highway, but you're the queen, and a man that comes to you has to treat you like the queen.
Yeah.
I'm picking that, and you're going to find he's there. Yes, well, he is going to adore you. I still feel two. I still feel two men, but the one that you're going to like the most doesn't mind you being the queen and treating you like the queen. Not so much him taking a step back, but he likes to treat you the way you want to be treated.
Okay.
Does that resonate with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And I agree. And I agree totally on this. I pulled some cards while Connie was talking to you. I just want to go over them really quick here. The answered prayer card, you've been really asking for a relationship to pop in here. You really want to share your life with somebody. You know, I agree with Connie that there are going to be two people. One, you know, I don't know exactly when this timeline is, but there's going to be two. And I have soulmate energy. So it's possibly that the second relationship is going to have that more of a connection for you. Because I definitely feel like you're going to have that soulmate energy as you go into 2014. The only concern I have is a card that's popping up with the body care card, and, you know, just really watching your health in 2014. I don't see anything serious, but I think they just want you to eat a little bit better. You know,
yes,
really
I'm trying to lose some weight.
Yeah, really taking care of yourself and stuff like that. And definitely 2014 is going to be that year for you of divine guidance. I definitely feel like that you're really going to start coming into your own as you go into 2014. And we appreciate you calling in, and hopefully that helps.
Thank you. It does. Thank
you. All right. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye. Yeah. So that was pretty good, Connie. So you're doing good.
Thank you.
It's just stepping out. It's just, you know, taking, you know, it's just, you know, again, you know, it goes all back to trust and believing and you know, stuff like that. So let's go ahead and talk to 410. Oop. Hi.
Hi, this is Anna.
Hi, Anna. How can we help
you
today?
Hi. I've been thinking a lot about relocating to North Carolina lately, and I'm just wondering if you see that happening for me and if it can be this year.
Okay. I'm going to go first here, and I feel like you will, but I feel like that there's going to be a delay, and I don't know what Connie's picking up on this, but I would say yes, but I'm feeling like it's going to be later on in the year. I don't feel like it's going to be in the early part of this year. So I don't know what Connie's picking up. Let's check in with her and see what she has to say on this. But I'm going to say yes on this, but I think it's going to be later on.
Actually, Anna, I'm picking up a no, actually. I don't know if there is going to be an issue with finances or an issue with your job, but I'm not getting a yes on you relocating this year.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, okay. And it's the same thing. You know, there could be a delay or something like that, but you know, you got two different answers, and that's okay. And but because I wasn't really sure on that, you know, there was a little bit of iffy on that. But you know, I'm still going to sort of stick that it's possibly that it could happen. You know, your finances could turn around or something like that. But you know, you just have to follow your own intuition and your own trust on that. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate you calling in. All right.
Okay. Bye bye.
Yeah, because a lot of times, you know, it felt a little iffy, you know, on that, and we just have to, trust that Spirit's going to work things out for us and move.
Right.
Talking about moves, are you planning on moving this year? Because I keep picking up a move for you.
No. Now, okay, you said that to me before, and I've only been in my – I just bought a house, well, a year ago. I've been in my house for a year. And I don't plan moving.
Yeah, maybe – let me zoom in on this because because every time I talk to you, I keep hearing the word move. But that can you know, a lot of times – you know, we have to go with symbols. You know, a lot of times with readers, we pick up words, keywords, and sometimes we think that those are literal when they're trying to show us something else. And you know, a lot of times, you know, with me, I pick up different words, I pick up different symbols, because this is twice or so that I keep seeing every time I talk to you. Even the other day when we were talking on a personal level, you know, I kept hearing the word move in my head. And so I want to be quiet for just a second, and while we're, you know, talking about this, you know, to see, you know, I just feel like what they're really saying here is movement with your spirituality. That's what I keep hearing now. Is, you know, this is the year that you're really going to start moving into who you truly are. So that would make more sense than a physical move. It would mean more, you know, you really getting into who you truly are. And you're doing really good. So, you know, the one thing I would tell you, just, you know, keep using those muscles and just moving forward. That's what I think they're really talking about when I keep hearing move here.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm like, you know, I'm not trying to move unless there is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean.
Yeah.
You know, finances are a little tight, but I don't plan on moving.
Yeah, I wouldn't see a physical move. I really don't see a physical move this year.
Okay.
You know, there could be a physical move in about, you know, a few years away. You know, but I think it's going to be choice. I don't think it's going to be anything pushing you out. You know, nothing. You know, nothing like a financial situation or anything like that. Let's go ahead and talk to 856. We got several callers that want to try to talk to us. So let's try to move on here a little bit.
Okay.
Hi. You're on air.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Connie. Thanks for taking my call. This is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, how can we help? You got a question? It would really help us if you had a question.
I do have a question. I was wondering if you see any big changes coming up this year for my career.
Okay. Could you say your name one more time out loud for me, please?
Laura.
Okay, thank you. Connie, can you want to go first here?
Yeah. I am... What type of positions have you applied to already?
Training and
Hello? Hello? Hello, hello? Hello? Hello?
You muted me. Hello, you muted me.
Okay.
Oh, we must
All right.
be lost.
Hello?
Okay. Yeah, you're on. We're sorry. Go ahead.
I'm looking for training, something in the training field. And I applied to a foundation, and I was wondering if maybe I was going to get a change in career and move there.
Is this an out-of-state position?
No, this one would not be out-of-state.
Okay.
Do you see me moving to another position out-of-state?
I'm seeing the color white. I'm not quite certain why I'm seeing the color white. What state are you in?
New Jersey.
Okay. No. Michael, do you want to take this one? I don't know why I'm seeing the color white.
Okay. So I see you. Let me be quiet for just a second because I got some confusing energy on this, and so I'm going to be quiet as I tap into this. I really feel like that you are going to be moving forward with your career, but I'm not sure. I don't have a direction. I don't see a clear enough direction to tell you exactly what that's going to be. What was your choices again, really quick? Because I was gone for just a second. What's your choices?
I'm just looking for a career change, and I had applied to a foundation in New Jersey, and I was wondering if I was going to get that job, if that might be the change in career.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to say yes on this. I'm going to say yes on this. I feel like that's going to be an opening for you. I don't have a timeline of when that's going to happen though for you. But I would say yes. And it's time for you to have that shift in energy. I feel like as you're going into 2014, your energy is really shifting a lot right now. So I feel like you're ready for this change. And ready for a new direction, and you're really going to shine in this new position. So I would say, that's going to open up for you.
Okay, that sounds good. That's positive. I'm wondering
okay.
what the white is.
All right.
I'm wondering what the white is all about, though. The white is.
Oh yeah, me too.
The white. A lot of times for me. Represents divine light. You know, a lot of times when I open the show, we always say, you know, surround us with that white light of the Holy Spirit. What I'm picking up, and I could be off on this, but you know, the white could represent spirit around you. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I ask for that every
sense?
Morning. Yeah, I ask for that
okay.
every morning, so that's probably why then. That was good.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, and so
Connie,
and so that's what
Michael.
I think. Yeah,
okay.
I think that Connie was picking up the spirit around you. Okay, all right, thank you.
Thank you.
No problem. All right, and we got Rose helping us out now, so we appreciate Rose stepping in and helping us. I get so confused
okay.
when I'm in spirit. A lot of times I'm having all these spirits talk to me, and sometimes it gets a little busy where I'm at, and so it's
okay.
like something, and I have to get everything coming in here. So does that make sense, Connie? Do you have that sometimes, where spirits are talking to you a lot?
Not yet.
Okay.
No.
Not yet. Maybe down the line you're going to be opening up more and more. Let's go ahead and talk to Michelle. Let's get Michelle on air with us. Hi, Michelle.
Hello. Hi. Good afternoon. And happy 2014,
hi.
You guys.
Hi.
Happy 2014. How can we help?
Thank you. I'm hoping you can look for me and see what do you see for my love life coming up later in 2014.
Okay. Let me go ahead and see. I'm actually going to pull some cards really quick because I'm not picking up anything at the moment. But that doesn't mean that you're not going to have a relationship. It just means that I'm not picking up on it. You know, Connie might be picking up. Connie, are you picking up anything on this?
I am not, actually.
Go ahead.
Did you have a recent breakup with a boyfriend? Because I feel a male energy.
I am going through it now.
Oh, so you are just breaking up, or you guys have? Was it recent?
Yeah, it's pretty recent. So it's been over for a while. But, you know, finally, because it's not a boyfriend, it's actually a marriage that's coming to an end.
I didn't catch that. Repeat that again.
Oh, I said, no, it's not actually a boyfriend. It's actually a marriage.
Oh, okay. All right. And you still have feelings for him?
No. I mean, I'll always, you know, I want it to end positively, so that's what I'm doing. But as far as feelings, no.
I think, and Michael can probably assist you with this and explain it a little bit better. I'm feeling some emotional cords still there. You say that it's over, and you will still have felt. You will always have feelings for him. But I think there's still an emotional attachment, not a big emotional attachment, but
well,
I still
we have
feel.
A child together, so
okay.
That's what you're seeing. It's,
okay.
You know, we parent a child, but as far as us, no. Now maybe you see that he is still, you know, holding on because he doesn't want this to end, but me, you know, it's been.
Okay. So maybe that could explain why I'm feeling that I still feel that energy there, even though it's one-sided. But as far as a relationship, I'm not picking up anything right now, but again, that's not to say that one isn't going to happen. It's just that I'm not picking it up right now.
Thank you.
Michael?
Okay, did he leave us again?
I know. I think
he's
having.
Well, I'm having technical issues. Yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah, it was spirits at play, I think. But you know, I would agree with Connie. I feel like that they're, you know, on his part, you know, because that's what I was sort of feeling. I felt like that somebody wasn't letting go. You know. In this relationship, and I felt like that you know, with Connie saying, you know, that it was him, you know, I would say that, you know, but I feel like that there will come this clean break this year. I don't know exactly when, but the one thing that I would, you know, tell you to do, Michelle, is ask your angels to you know, break any emotional cords, and because there is a child involved, you guys are always going to have that connection. But you know, spirit can, you know, cut the cord and you know, because you both need to move on. I mean, this relationship is over, you know, and you know that now we just got to get him to know that and, you know, to move on. But, you know, I feel like that you can in 2014 move on. So hopefully that helps you.
Yes, definitely. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
All right. We appreciate you calling in.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, let's go ahead and go to Quality. You're on air with us. Hi.
Hey.
I'm sorry. My question is, I'm talking to somebody, and we've been talking since high school, and I just want to know, am I wasting my time with him?
Okay. I can't speak for Connie at this point, but I can speak for me, and I'm going to just tell you what I'm picking up and what I'm feeling, and what I'm feeling like is that there is someone else. I don't feel, you know, I feel like you guys could have a friendship, but I'm not feeling the connection that I think you're looking for with this person. I'm not picking that up. Connie, are you getting anything else different than that, or?
No, I'm not getting anything different. It's I'm not feeling it. You are a goddess, and you need somebody that's going to treat you as such. And he's not the one.
Yeah. Yeah. So hopefully that helped.
Yeah, that makes sense. I just need to hear it.
And it sounds like you've invested a lot of your heart and time into this, and you're not seeing the same in return. That's what I'm feeling. You've invested a lot of time.
Yeah, that's all right. I just need to hear it.
Yeah. And sometimes it's hard to hear. You know, a lot of times we know. You know, a lot of times we know that it's not going to be what we think it's going to be, and we just need that confirmation from spirit sometimes, and stuff like that. I pulled a card really quick that I want to leave you with, and I got the manifestation card, and you know, I agree with Connie, you're a goddess, and you deserve, you know, a lot better, and a lot better is coming for you. So what I would do in this case is just manifest, you know, that quality that you want in a person, you know, how you want them to treat you and stuff like that. Because I feel like you've had some bad relationships, you know, where you haven't been treated so good. And I think you're really wanting this to turn around. And I believe that this is the year for that to turn around. You know, I think there's going to need – I really feel like the 2014 so far for you is what I'm seeing as a reader. I really feel like it's going to be a healing year for you. I really feel like that spirit wants you to focus on quality and really, you know, come into your own. And then, you know, somebody's going to come in for you. You know, it's possible that person's going to be coming in at the end of the year. But, it you know, just do some healing work for yourself, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank y'all.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. All right. You take care of yourself. All
thank
right.
You.
All right. Yeah, because, you know, a lot of times, you know, I think we're looking for, you know, kind of I think we're looking for those relationships, and I think that sometimes we're rushing. You know, I think that, you know, we just rush. I know for me personally, I've rushed into some relationships, and then I'll go, wow, what am I doing here? You know, and everybody wants somebody to love, but we want that divine person. We want that person that is going to connect with us on all
right.
levels. And so, you know, that takes some time. So that's what we're all looking, you know, that's what we're all looking for. Go ahead.
And you also have to know exactly what it is you want.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to feel like you have to settle. Spirit doesn't want you to settle. Spirit wants the best, the highest, the most special anything in your life. And you should not settle because you fear you're going to be alone, and that's not the case.
Right. Yeah. And that's a good point, you know. And I don't know, you know, I think that 2013 for a lot of people, I had a lot of calls in 2013 where, you know, relationships were ending. And I think that, you know, for a lot of us, we're evolving and we're growing constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, that means that we're outgrowing people. You know, it's that, you
yes.
know, we're not aligning our energy the same way as we used to. And, you know, a lot of us, you know, for a lot of us, you know, we don't know what's happening. We just know something's happening, you know. And, you know, I don't know if you've had that in your own personal journey, but, you know, I've had some people around me that all of a sudden, you know, they're not talking to me anymore. And it hurts, mm-hmm. you know, because you don't know why. Mm-hmm. And I went to Spirit one time and I said, you know, why is this happening? And Spirit said, you know, they were in your life for a time. And they brought in what they needed to bring in, and then they left, you know, and that's what we have to see. Yeah. So let's go ahead and get some other people. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say people come into your life for a reason or for a season.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know? And sometimes you just outgrow them.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. And, you know, and it's not a sad thing. You know, a lot of times we look at it as a sad thing, you know, but we just have to, we have to realize, you know, that there's a purpose for everything that happens in our lives, and be thankful for the time that we had with those people and what they did bring into our lives and what we put in their lives as well. Let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and talk to, let me see where I'm at. Let's go ahead and talk to 323. Could you say your name for me, please?
Hi, this is Kahira.
Kahira. Hi, how can we help you?
Yeah, I wanted to know what you see coming up for romance for me this year, and also a job if that pops up, looking for a new job.
Okay. I don't know about Connie, but I'm having a little bit of problem hearing you. I don't know if it sounds like you're in a tunnel a little bit or something. I don't know if it's me or what's going on.
Can you hear me now?
So. Yeah, I can hear you better. Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, I'm getting a little older, and my hearing is not what it used to be. So can you repeat your question for us, please?
I want to know what you see coming up for me as far as romance and a new job.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and let Connie go first here, and I'm going to pull some cards on this. And see, but Connie, you want to go ahead?
Okay. For romance, are you used? Well, I should ask. Well, have you in your past juggled? Have you had more than one boyfriend at a time?
No.
Okay. But right now I'm seeing, I'm seeing more than one, but I'm also picking up that you probably won't be as into them as you would like.
Well, that's all good.
No, and you'll enjoy their company, and you'll enjoy the time that you spend with them. But I don't see you settling down with either one of those gentlemen.
Okay.
Now for a job, what type of jobs have you been looking for?
I've been looking at different jobs, teaching jobs, not other nonprofit jobs, consulting jobs. I have a job now, but I'm not going to change.
Okay, that. You said custodian. That's what I saw.
No, I said consulting.
Oh, consulting. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Michael, are you picking up anything?
Yeah, I'm going to lean job-wise. I'm going to go with teaching. I saw like children around you when you were going over the list. I was seeing like children. So I don't know if that's something that you really want to do, but I'm leaning more towards that than any of those other things. So I would say that's something that would, you know, be a possibility for you. And as far as relationships, I would agree with Connie on this, is, you know, I think that you're going to have, I think this year is going to be people coming in and going out, as far as, you know, somebody like that. I wouldn't see somebody really coming in serious here until next year. I would say early next year. But I feel like that this year, Spirit still wants you just to go out and have fun. There's nothing wrong with dating. There's nothing wrong with that. And really just focusing on still your career, focus on what you want to do there. I just feel like that this year is not that year that you're going to find that solid relationship.
Okay.
Well,
thank you for help.
All right. We appreciate you calling in. All right.
Bye.
Bye. Let's go ahead and talk to Vince here. Hi, Vince.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How can I help you?
Well, I've been out of work for quite some time, and on the 28th of this month, the government has decided not to extend unemployment. So all my unemployment is exhausted. I got no other income coming in, and unless the government approves another extension on unemployment in mid-January, I'm going to be screwed, or unless I get a job. And I'm just wondering what you see job-wise, or if the government's going to extend the unemployment.
Okay. Yeah, and this is a bad situation. I mean, I've been watching the news, and a lot of people are facing the same situation, Vince. And,
yeah.
This is a bad thing right now. You're not in the boat by yourself, but it doesn't make it any better. That's not any comfort.
In fact, I just went on Facebook and I sent John Bonner a real nasty letter, but I didn't make it threatening. I just expressed what I think of him and Ted Cruz, who started the government walkout and all this garbage. So,
right.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, just be really careful with your words when you
write
those kind of people. Yeah, you don't want Homeland Security or other people knocking on your door. So be really careful. I'm going to be something that the government really is going to look at here pretty quick. So I'm going to say that there is going to be an extension. I do believe that they're going to work this out, but this is a scary moment at the time. But I wouldn't see this being a quick fix. I just want you to know that it's not going to be really fast. Government doesn't do anything fast. But I do feel like that they will work on this, and that they are going to find some funds for this program. Just hang in there until you get an answer. Connie, are you picking up anything else on this?
Well, as far as employment, the first thing that popped into my head was May. I was picking up May.
Well, it's funny because I was going to ask you actually about a particular job. I 2 weeks ago I applied for a job, but because of the holidays they weren't doing any interviews or anything. But I applied for a job 2 weeks ago at a paper company, and the last 5 nights in a row, especially last night, I kept having this recurring dream that I was working at this specific paper company. And then what happened was this morning I got a call from the company that I applied for two weeks ago, and they want to interview me on Monday. And if I pass the first interview, second interview will be Thursday, and then they're going to decide whether who they want to hire. They're looking for one or two people, I think. And I'm just wondering if you see this job coming through. It wasn't the company that I had a recurring dream on, but they do have connections with this company.
I'm not seeing anything either, Vince, on this. I want you to know, just because we're not seeing something, that doesn't mean that it won't work out. We're just not seeing or picking it up right now. So that's all this means. It just means that either one of us are not picking up anything. So, but we wish you the best, and you know, just know that Spirit's going to take care of you, okay? And we appreciate you calling in.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Hang in there. All right, bye-bye.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a scary situation for a lot of people right now, Connie. I mean, a lot of people are, mm-hmm. you know, have all their unemployment gone. You know, I know when mine ran out a few years ago, you know, I finally reached my end, you know, and that was a scary moment, you know, because you're going, okay, what am I going to do now, you know? And,
right.
And it goes, you know, I pulled a trust card for you, Vince, and, you know, it goes to, you know, it goes down to, you know, trusting Spirit. You know, it goes back to what we were talking about earlier, you know,
mm-hmm.
of trusting our abilities, trusting Spirit, you know, and when we hit these walls, you know, and right now a lot of people are hitting walls. And
yeah.
when we hit these walls, you know, it's where we really have to start trusting and believing. So let's go ahead and talk to 323. You're on air with us, and we're going to have to move a little bit because we're running down on time. Go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call, Connie and Michael. I want to know about romance and finance for this. It looks better.
Okay. I think that's the question of the day.
Yeah.
Hey, that's okay. You know,
I did apply for a job.
Okay. You did apply for a job?
Yeah, I did apply for a job, and I heard back from them, and they said that they were working on a rate with human resources, and that was 2 weeks ago, and I haven't heard anything from them yet. So,
okay.
You know, I'm just curious about that one, too.
Yeah.
But I'm still applying,
I feel like I'm gonna go out on a limb here, and I don't know what Connie's picking up, but I'm gonna say yes on this. I feel because of the holidays, I feel like that's sort of what you haven't heard, you know, because these holidays mess with a lot of businesses. But I'm gonna say yes on this.
Okay.
I
agree with Michael. Yeah. I'm picking up a lot of passion and a lot of fire in your voice, and even if this job does not come through for you, you're going to hit the ground running and find something soon.
Oh, good. Yeah, thank you. I've been sending out a lot of resumes, that's for sure.
Yeah, your energy is off the hook. I mean, you got really good energy in her. Yeah. So you know, we appreciate you calling in and you know, just, you know, the one thing I would tell you, just keep manifesting, keep believing that this is your year and that things are going to work out for you. Just keep putting out good things out there because good things are headed your way.
So the romance is good too.
Well, the romance for me is a little iffy. I will tell you, it feels like it's possibly later. This year, it looks like around December, about December, somebody coming in. But, you know, that could change. Timelines for readers are very tricky. You know, so, but I would say later this year is possibly somebody coming in. Okay?
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for calling in. All right. Glad we could help. All right. Bye-bye. You too. Let's go ahead and talk to Holly in California. Hi, Holly. Appreciate you calling in.
Hi to the both of you. Hello.
Hi.
You know, I have some roommates, and I'm very grateful to be here. The older female, her name is Joanne. We're wondering if possibly there's a bad spirit attached to her, or if there's a bad spirit attached to something in the house. Something's going on in here.
Okay. All right. I'm going to be quiet for just a second since this is something that I need to look at pretty clear here. I just want to be quiet for just a second. I'm going to say that it's not attached to her, but I do feel something in the house. I feel like there's some energy in the house. That is not so friendly. There's nothing evil. There's nothing like that. But I'm picking up that there's some energy, some some energy that is in messing with her and stuff like that. But I don't see any attachments to her. That's one thing I checked really quick here, but I don't see any attachments. But I one thing that I would do if possible is smudge that, you know, your where you guys live and stuff like that. If that's not possible, you know, light a white candle especially, you know, get some white light going in there. But and also just ask your angels to help clear. I know that a lot of times when I do clearing of energy, what I do is I visualize a broom sweeping out any negative energy. So, you know, you might want to do that and see if that helps. Connie, you got anything to add to this or?
No, just concurring with the sage. The white sage is your best friend in those kind of situations. Sage is your best friend, and sometimes all you need is the prayer to your angels and your guardian angels and the white candle.
Is this affecting her health, or is it her lifestyle that's affecting her health?
I think what's affecting her health is choices that she's making, you know, things that she's putting into her body. You know, she might want to be careful about that. But I feel like that her health, you know, I will say, you know, she's going to really have to watch her health in 2014. I feel like that could be an issue. Looks like maybe late spring, early summer, where this could be a health issue for her. But she's just going to have to really make some different choices on what she's doing with her body.
Okay.
Okay?
All
right.
Well, thanks to both of you.
You're welcome.
All right, no problem.
Bye, guys.
Namaste. Bye-bye. Let's go ahead and talk to Liz. Hi, you're on air.
Hi, my name is Liz, and I have a question.
Okay.
I'm
go ahead.
Calling about been seeing this guy for 4 months, and I'm wondering how's everything looking for the coming year, and also if there's a chance of being able to get a different vehicle, a newer vehicle.
A newer vehicle? Okay.
Yes.
So did you say, just to be sure that I'm clear on this, did you say that you guys have been dating for 4 months?
Yes, we've been seeing each other for 4 months.
Okay, all right. Okay, I just wanted to be clear that I had that information right. Connie, you want to go first on this? Because I'm taking up some stuff, but I just want to be – I don't want dead air, so I'll let you talk for a minute.
I'm getting a yes on the vehicle. That's going to happen, I'm feeling, rather quickly. Now, the relationship – I feel that it's starting off very good. It's a very strong relationship. You two are very compatible. But I'm feeling someone, either you or your gentleman. I'm feeling that work is going to tie up a lot of time, so you won't be able to spend a lot of time with each other.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
it feels really good
now. I mean, you guys enjoy each other's company. You really like each other, but either someone's going to be traveling or putting in more hours at work, so you won't be able to see each other as much.
Okay. Okay.
And I agree with Connie on the car. You know, I feel like it is going to be coming into your path pretty quick. It looks like, you know, maybe here late January, early February, where a car's coming into play. You know, and I agree with the relationship as well. You know, I feel like that, you know, there is going to be something later on in this relationship, you know, and the one thing I want to be sure, you know, is I feel like that it can work out, but I feel like it's going to take some time and some patience. You know, I do feel like that there is going to be some kind of a distraction. you know, I don't know if it's work-related or whatever like that, but I do feel like, you know, the key here is communication and stuff like that, and I just feel like that something is going to interrupt that communication for a little bit. It doesn't mean that he can't turn around and get back, you know, to what you guys have, but there is going to be something that is going to drain on this relationship a little bit here. Looks like about mid year here, where this relationship could have some issues, but nothing. I don't see anything that could, you know, totally break this relationship. But there is going to be, you know, some communication keys.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank
okay.
you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye. So let's go ahead and hold on for just a second. I got something talking to me. Let me see if there's a spirit coming through here. Because I have something whispering in my ear. Let me just be quiet for just a second. While I don't want to miss anything. I keep feeling a young child around me. It's like very young. It's like a... Okay, I'm going to put this out there. We're going to go ahead. If you lost a child, it looks like about 4 days after it was born, 3 or 4 days, I get 3 or 4 days old. Please call me at 347-327-9316. I'm picking up a little girl. If this is making sense to you, even if you've already called into this program, please call us back at 347-327-9316. In the meanwhile, we're going to go ahead and move forward with some more calls. Go ahead with Donna.
Hello?
Hi, you're on air.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How can we help?
Okay, well, I'm checking in about employment again. It still hasn't happened, and I'm just curious as to what that's about and if you see anything.
Okay. Yeah. This thing with you and work just perplexes me.
I know.
It just drives me crazy, actually. You know, it's like because I'll see you working, and then it doesn't happen. And I don't know why I keep seeing you working. You know, I keep telling you that. And so this thing really perplexes me. So let's get a different viewpoint than mine. Let's go and talk to Connie and see if she's picking up anything on this. Because for some reason I keep, you know, not I see it and then I don't see it and stuff like that. So let's get a fresh pair of eyes on this and let's talk to Connie about this. Connie, go ahead.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Connie.
Have you been applying to the same type of job, or have you been looking in different areas?
A little bit of both. A little bit of both, yeah.
And would you prefer one area over the other, or is it you taking the shotgun effect and just whatever you hit is what you're going to take?
That's what I ended up doing, but I do prefer one area, yeah.
Okay.
What type of work, yeah.
Is it in the health field?
No. It's in the media field?
Media. Doing production work?
Yes.
So you would be in a studio?
Correct.
Okay. Wow, okay, I'm seeing you there. I do see you working.
Hmm. Well, nothing.
Is it, let me see. Are you looking for a management type position?
That would be great if I could get that. It's something that pays a substantial amount. I did have something that was a short-term gig. But it paid like nothing. I mean, it was ridiculous money. So, I can't really do that again. There's something that's coming up at the end of January, but I really can't take that. It's
hardly, I don't even know if I'll have that, but I would, it needs to be substantial to where I could actually, you know, live in my house and pay my bills and things like that.
Right. Oh, I understand.
Yeah.
But I do see you working. I think
in what way or when?
I don't know a time frame, but I do see production, but I see you more in a management position because I see you standing over someone giving them direction.
Hmm.
I do see that.
Do you see this locally or like New York City or L.A.? Because L.A. is where I'm eventually going to move at the end of August, but need something until then. So do you see anything like if it's in New York or Philadelphia or anywhere, the idea of where it would be?
I'm not getting a location, but I do get a sense that the employer is not a big company. It's not a real big company. It's a small company.
Hmm.
So it's not like your NBC or, you know, it's not the big places. I do see you working for a small, not small, I say mid-size, maybe about 100 to 500 people or so. But
okay.
As far as which coast, I'm not seeing which coast.
Well, let me ask you then, just to clarify, there is something potentially coming up at the end of January, but again, there's, when I say very little money, it's like $150 a week, which is, you know, insane for what it was, that's just ridiculous money. So I'm just wondering if that's what you're seeing or if there's something else.
And is that here? I'm sorry, I'm saying here like you're here.
locally to me, it's in New Jersey, so it's local. And that's where I worked before, but it was fine, but it's more to get my foot in the door, not for paying my bills. I wouldn't be able to pay my bills on this. But I was wondering if that's what you saw or if it's something else.
If you could use that to get your foot in the door, because the pay is, like you said, nothing.
It's ridiculous, yeah.
But if you could use that as a springboard for something else, I think that would be awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the only way of knowing is by doing it. But I was just wondering if that is what you saw up there. You know, because it's not a firm thing. I mean, we talked about it, but I don't know if that's actually going to happen or if it's going to be something else that I don't know about yet.
So Michael, are you picking up anything?
Yeah, I'm going to say, you know, to put your intention out there, you know, that something will open up, you know, more. You know, I feel like once you make that move, and you and I have talked about this before, you know, once you make that move, I feel like that bigger thing will open up. I'm going to agree with Connie, and I feel like that this is going to be to get your foot in the door, you know, and stuff like that. Yeah, you know, that's chicken feed. That's not anything. But, you know, this will get you contact with other people and stuff like that, which I feel like is very important. So I definitely keep seeing you working, you know, and you know, just put the intention out there that you know you want what you want, and you know they could come up a little bit on that, you know, on the pay a little bit, you know, there's a possibility that they could come up a little bit on that, but you know this is getting your foot in the door and you know going forward from there, okay.
All right, Jill, do you see me making the move to L.A. in at the end of August?
Yes, I would say yes.
Okay. All right, well, I'll let you know.
Okay, all right.
Thanks so
much. Thank you.
Okay, take
care.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, but I definitely see a yes on the move. Let's go ahead and talk to Danelle. Hopefully I said your name right. Hi.
Hi, it's Danielle, but that's okay.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
I am calling, keeping in the theme, and just inquiring into finances and romance.
Okay. Have you been having, when I'm talking to you, I'm getting a little bit of ingestion or tightness in my chest, or have you been experiencing any of that? Because it's like when anything going on like that?
A little bit.
Okay. Yeah, because I just started picking up on that. I don't see anything serious. I think what Spirit wants you to do, and then I'm going to, you know, get to your original question here. But keep an eye on that for me, okay? If that mm-hmm. gets worse, you know, check in with your doctor on that. I don't see anything that I'm concerned about, but, you know, it was popping up for a reason. You know, I'm picking it up for a reason. And
okay.
and so, you know, just keep an eye on that for that. Now, as you asked a question about romance, is that correct? Because
mm-hmm.
I was focused on. Okay. Is there anybody around you at the moment? Anybody
yeah.
you're interested in at the moment? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you guys already gone out?
No.
No. Okay. Okay. Because I feel like you guys are going to go out here soon. But is there some distance, like distance between you guys? Because I feel some distance.
Yes, a lot.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, because my arms, you couldn't see me, but my arms expanded to, like, you know, as far as I could reach out. To say this, there's a huge difference in distance here.
Yeah.
So, you know, and long distance relationships are hard, you know, to work out sometimes. But, you know, I feel like you guys can work it out and stuff like that. Let's check in with Connie really quick because we're running down on time. I just looked at the clock. Let's check
mm-hmm.
in with Connie really quick here. Connie, go ahead.
What I was picking up was the color yellow, and I associate cheerfulness and attraction and friendship with yellow. You guys really like each other, and I see you laughing and happy.
Mm-hmm.
So the relationship could work out given time. Someone moving? Is someone moving?
Yeah.
Near one of you guys. Yeah. Are you moving to be with him?
No. No, okay. I'm not moving to be with him. But the
okay.
move would actually put me closer to him, but still not close.
Okay. Yeah. It could work out. You guys get a little closer, and the distance wasn't so great.
Hmm.
Because you really like him.
Yes.
I was trying to see if I could pick up on how he's feeling about you, and I'm not getting anything. But that's not a bad thing. I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. Just that I'm just not getting it right now.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, and it was interesting. She wasn't picking up on how he's feeling, but I'm picking up on how he's feeling. And you know, I feel like that. You know, he really is attracted to you, really cares about
mm-hmm.
you, you know, and wants this distance resolved. You know, he I keep feeling that with him. You know, he wants to make this work, and the distance needs to narrow down a little bit. And then, you know, I feel like as you go into 2015 out of this year, I feel like, you know, the 2015 is going to be that year that this relationship becomes more concrete, and you won't have the distance. I just keep feeling like in 2015 you won't have distance between you guys, and so that's a good thing. So this can work out and will work out. So just keep on plowing ahead, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
No problem. Bye-bye. Let's try to grab one more call here really quick, and let's say hi to Jackie. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How can we help really quick here?
My finances. I need to know about my finances.
Okay. Have they been really struggling for the last couple of years? Your finances?
I just be mismanaging my money.
Okay, yeah, because I just keep, it's like I keep seeing the faucet that's dripping,
Oh, my gosh.
A lot of people. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
because I just feel like a lot of things are just sucking money away from you. It's like, you know, yeah, you need to watch your spending and you're aware of that. But also what I would check is, like, you know, like with your bills, if your electric bill's too high or your water bill's too high, there it feels like that there is something sucking money. And so and what I mean by that is something's leaking or something is pulling on your electric or something like that. I keep just seeing something sucking on your money. It's like almost like a gigantic vacuum cleaner that I keep seeing that your money just flies out. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I feel like your financial situation will get better, but you're going to have to plug the leaks. You're going to really have to watch how you spend your money and stuff like that. But, you know, I do feel like money's coming in, you know, but it's going out. You know, and it's like, you know, I'm the same way sometimes. You know, it's like I have a $20 bill, and then all of a sudden you break a $20 bill, and I think $20 bills are like magic. Once you break a $20 bill, it just disappears. So I just feel like that money's disappearing. And so you're just really going to have to watch that. Connie, you get anything on this?
I was getting the same thing. What I saw when you said the faucets, I saw just water flowing through her fingers, and she can't keep the money. Something is, like you said, something is sucking up the money. But do you like shopping? You like the nice things.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah,
kind of.
Yeah, that's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all, to treat yourself in moderation. You can do it in moderation. And with the bills, you know, a lot of the electric companies and the water companies on their websites, they have, you know, tips and tricks on how to lower your bills. I think that could help you. And what I was going to suggest was probably a money stay with me candle. But this is, of course, after you get your bills under control. Do people even do budgets anymore? Do people still do household budgets?
Yeah.
I know I used to. Okay. Just managing your bills a little bit better. And, you know, every once in a while, treating yourself to the shoes or treating yourself to the purse or a nice dress, just every once in a while, just until your finances pick back up.
Okay.
Okay.
I will.
Right. And hopefully that helps.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, that
okay,
will.
Okay, we appreciate you calling, and you take care of yourself.
You do the same.
Right.
Well, time is out. We're out of time. So, Connie, I appreciate you helping me out. You did awesome. So you did good.
Oh, thank
so,
you.
See?
That was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
That's fun.
So we'll have you back again sometime. And, but, you know, that was fun. And I appreciate you joining me today. I'm going to let you go, and then I'm going to close out the show. But I appreciate your energy, and I appreciate your gifts, and I appreciate you sharing them with us. So thank you.
Oh,
we'll
thank
have you,
you
back on sometime soon. All right. Bye-bye, Connie.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. So, the one thing that, you know, I would tell everybody is, you know, just hold on, because this year is going to be an awesome year. I just feel it. And so, you know, just, you know, appreciate everybody calling in today. Glad that Connie and I could help you out. And if you would like to get hold of me and set up a full reading with me or just learn more about me, you can do that by going over to my website, which is www.insightswithmichael.com. Also, the show needs your help. I wanted to mention this in the last 3 minutes. We are at a point where we're going to go down to 30-minute shows if we don't get a donation in. What that would mean is we couldn't do the show the way we're doing it right now. So we need your help. You can find a donation button over on the service page at www.insightswithmichael.com. It costs money for us to be on the way we're on right now. I don't have it to pay it, and so we're just going to trust Spirit to help us out. So if you want to make a donation, you can do that by going to www.insightswithmichael.com. Go to the page where it says services. Go all the way down, scroll all the way down, and there's a little donation button. Click on it and make a donation. Give what you can, and it will help. All right? All right, let's go ahead and close out, and let me say that by you be you, I'll be me, and together we'll get there. Connie, thanks again for your help today, and it was awesome having you here. So we'll talk to you later. Let's see. I'll be on air. I don't know if I'm going to be on air tomorrow, but we will be on air on Sunday. Just pay attention to the show page and stuff like that. There's a possibility we'll be on air tomorrow, but I'm not really sure about that. So we'll just wait and see, okay? All right. Talk to you guys later. Have a great day, and thanks again for being a part of Spiritual Talk Radio. Bye-bye. I need a sign.